Basically, we do not comment on news reports before we ascertain them and all the rest of it. But generally speaking, on the issue of monitoring and verification, the UN has been discharging its duties and responsibilities with this, within this regard, i.e. Monitoring and verification of ceasefire and any violations. And this is not mandated by the UN, i.e. the Security Council has not mandated us to specifically monitor the ceasefire, but we do this on the basis of the ceasefire mechanism stipulated in this CPA, that's the Comprehensive Peace Agreement signed between the FPLM and the NCP. And according to this mechanism, there is a ceasefire joint military committee that is chaired by the UN mission in Sudan, the fourth commander, and representatives, commanders from the FPLA and the SAF, the Sudanese Armed Forces. And whenever there is a violation, this violation is brought to the attention of the committee, and then the committee decides collectively on performing verification and monitoring. Then UN peacekeepers go in and verify on the basis of the reports that this committee receives. So as far as we're concerned, nothing has really changed. We are conducting our duties with regard to monitoring and verification as stipulated in the mechanism that was set out in the CPA.
Ashraf, the SPLM is saying that it has evidence that the National Congress Party is trying to destabilize the South by arming proxy militias in the semi-autonomous region and is asking the UN to be active in monitoring this violence. What do you say to that?
It's not the role of the UN to actually comment on accusations or counter-accusations. And therefore, we don't have a view or a position on this or on either side. What I can say and what I can assure in this interview is that actually that the UN is discharging its responsibilities in this regard, which is based on the CPA ceasefire mechanism, which is the joint committee for ceasefire, which is called the CJMC, the Ceasefire Joint Military Committee. And of course, we work within these because these are the limitations that we work within. And this is part of our mandate in supporting the implementation of the CPA. What does that mean? Is that it means that the ceasefire, the responsibility for the ceasefire is the responsibility of the SPLM and NCP primarily. They are the ones who are in charge of maintaining this ceasefire. And our presence is, and our work is limited and somehow regulated by the mechanism, by the ceasefire mechanism, which means that we actually work in conjunction with the SPLA and NCP to deal with any reported violations.
He said UN peacekeepers should be more active in monitoring what they claim to be violence. Now, will the UN peacekeepers take this into consideration as you monitor the situation on the ground?
Of course. I mean, we definitely discharge our mandated responsibilities. You know that the UN mission in Sudan is a Chapter 6 mission, which means that we don't have any operational military tactical actions or operations on the ground. However, we are mandated, for example, to protect civilians in imminent danger, and the UN has been discharging this responsibility and this duty whenever there is a situation where civilians are under threat. When it comes to the ceasefire between the FPLA and the SAF, or the two Nivasha partners or the CPA partners, this is where the ceasefire mechanism kicks into place And we work within the remit of the CGMC, or the Ceasefire Joint Military Committee. So, and therefore, we are continuing to discharge our responsibilities with regard to ceasefire. When the UN tries to access areas where there is violations, we cannot go there without agreeing this in the CGMC. And if we are not authorized to go, then we will not be able to go. But again, this is the nature of the arrangement that we have in the CPA.
Would the UN say that it's continuously ensuring that its mandate is kept despite accusations and counter-accusations from both sides? Because unarmed Sudanese might be the ones who will suffer.
Of course, we have a mandate to protect civilians in imminent danger, definitely, and we are discharging our responsibilities with that. We have a number of activities, military activities, that would ensure that the diffusion of tension in areas where there is tension and where there is danger for civilians. We have short, medium, and long-term patrols that deploy to potential hotspots to achieve a visibility and presence that would reassure the civilians in those areas. We have also on occasions interfered and relocated civilians to safer places and so on. But this has nothing to do with the ceasefire situation as an arrangement or an agreement between the SPLA and the SAF. This is a military force against a military force, and there is a ceasefire, and this ceasefire has got a mechanism built in the CPA where we have a monitoring and verification role that we have been discharging and we will continue to discharge.